We're Alive is brought to you by...
When the zombies come, what will happen to your pet, your dog, your cat? When you have to run, will you leave them behind? Witness the heart and tenacity of animals when faced with the walking dead in the new comic book, Rex, Zombie Killer. Three dogs, a cat, and a gorilla with a baseball bat make a perilous cross-country journey to find safety and a home. For more information, visit www.rexzombiekiller.com. On Facebook at /RexZombieKiller. See Rex go. Run, zombies, run. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 29. Beyond Our Walls. Part 1 of 3.
I got called over to the barracks around 1300. Private Carl Thomas was having trouble taking in one of the survivors for the checkup. We had to literally drag her over to the Weed Medical Center.
Let go of me! No! Please, let me go!
Bring her in here!
No!
I'm trying!
No,
hey,
please,
we need help over here!
Come in.
No!
Huck, take her legs.
Sedate her?
Should we?
Just get her in the room, all right? We're almost there.
What's wrong with her?
Go of me!
I don't know. She just started flipping out.
Please, let me go!
Nurse, get the door!
On the bed. And go!
Let me go!
You, strap her in. Fuck it! Sedate the bitch!
Get your hands!
Roll her on her side!
Hold her! Yeah!
No!
All right, she's down. Tighten the straps.
You don't understand.
She's in.
Come on. Let's get some ice on that.
I don't need it.
You will.
Here you go. I'll start my checkup while she's under.
Tough bride.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, well, great. Look.
Where is she?
Who let you out of your pen?
Sergeant, you can't be in here right now.
There she is.
Hey, I said stop, right? You gonna make me call the MPs?
Oh, shit, Puck, Colonel Kimmett's back.
I'm going in there.
Oh, no, you're not. Who let him out of the barracks?
I don't know, sir.
Find out.
Yes, sir, I'm on it.
Look, I told the guard it was an emergency, and it is.
It doesn't look like it to me. Is this the sergeant?
Yes, sir, Sergeant Michael Cross.
Colonel, I just came over.
Where are the others?
Well, they're still back at the barracks. They only let me go.
Well, at least they're not complete idiots.
Hey, I'm here for my friend, not to cause problems.
Then look through the glass, because you ain't getting any closer.
At ease, Corporal. You better watch your tongue. He still outranks you.
I was under the impression my rank meant nothing here.
Well, it does. And it goes both ways, especially when addressing an officer.
This is all great, sir, but I want to make sure Tanya's okay.
Wait here. How's she doing?
Physically, in good shape from what I can tell so far. Mentally, who knows?
She's fine.
You should have been here a few minutes ago, Colonel. You wouldn't be saying that.
What are you going to do with her?
We take care of our own. We'll make sure she gets the right treatment.
Treatment? You know what's wrong with her already?
A lot of people around here go through mental stress. But given where you were from, I'm surprised that just two of you ended up here.
Well, is it the same with Riley? What about her? No one has told me anything.
Riley, Lay, Leffa, whatever. She's marked as under observation.
You couldn't have come by and told us that? We've been sitting there doing nothing for days.
Well, they weren't supposed to.
Not until you came back, right? Well, you're back. So now what?
I'm gonna let that one slide. But you keep yourself in check, Sergeant. This is still an active duty post.
Sir, I had no idea that it was. That's how little they told me.
Now they were doing their job. There's a lot to fill you in on. But before we get to that point, I'm gonna need your ID. I was told you brought it. Have it on you?
Yeah. Here.
Surprised you still had this. Good thing, because we don't have access to records.
We were planning on coming here, though it would have been stupid to leave it behind.
Puck, try it in one of the CAC readers.
It's real.
I'm betting it is. It would be really hard to fake one of those with the chips. So what was your MOS?
35 Foxtrot.
Really? MI, huh? Now what did the F-Series do again?
Intelligence Analyst.
Bunch of paper pushers.
You were reserve, right? What was your unit?
223rd, out of Bell.
Yeah, it's valid. I can't really check it against the database, but it's still good.
Told ya.
You need a security clearance for that MOS, right?
TS.
Puck, get Sergeant Cross a set of camos.
Wait, what?
You're being reassigned to my command staff. You're the only MI on post, which means you can help cross-train others.
Hold on. What am I doing?
Like you complained, things were moving too slow. So, we're catching up. Are there any other soldiers that came back with you still in the barracks?
Well, no, I'm the only one, but I didn't agree to do anything.
And because of my position, you don't have to. I'll have one of the Limas write up some new orders. In the meantime, Puck here will be assigned underneath you.
But I...
Wait, hold on, sir. I'm prior active duty.
Well, that's why I want you to cross-train under him. We have others that can do your grunt work anyway. Think of it as a promotion.
But I like what I'm doing.
This is not a discussion.
Sir, I don't think I can do that.
You're a soldier, aren't you?
Well, yes,
and now
but...
you'll fall back in line. You came to an active duty base during a conflict. What'd you expect would happen?
I don't know.
Well, now you do. Once you get settled in, I'll brief you in HQ on what's happening here. If you're gonna be MI, you need to know what's going on. It's a good thing. If I were you, I'd be itching to know.
Yeah, of course.
See? Things are already looking up. Puck, get him ready and over to my office as soon as possible. Relocate him from the holding barracks to the command staff's floor.
Yes, sir. You happy now?
No.
Good. We're even. Come on, let's go get your uniform. I'll wait out here. Don't take long getting changed.
I won't.
Michael! What happened?
Is Tanya okay? Where did they take her?
She's fine. They just think she might have had a nervous breakdown or something.
But she's okay. Did they say why?
Stress, maybe? It's hard to say exactly. She's sedated now.
Gee, could it be the whole Kalani betrayal thing?
So where'd they take her?
She's at Weed Medical.
Then you saw Riley? She's okay?
No. They just said she was under observation.
That's it? Still?
So what do you know? What the hell are you carrying? Is that a uniform?
Hey, hurry up in there. Let's chit-chat.
Wait, those are for you?
They're pulling me into active duty.
Can they do that?
Apparently.
And you're going to let them?
I don't have a choice.
Wait. So what will you be doing?
I was military intelligence before. Looks like I'll be doing that again.
Oh, so you'll find out what's going on?
Yeah, maybe.
Finally! This might not be so bad. We've got someone in the know.
Well, it's not gonna be that simple. I'll just be a minute.
What? No, I'm here to take everyone else over to Weed for checkups.
Seriously?
This has to happen first.
First? Then what comes second?
Once you get cleared, you get your itineraries.
I'll go get changed.
Fine. Me too.
Change into what? Just stay in your PTs.
Well, I'm ready.
Yeah, of course you are. Wait, you checked Sergeant Cross already, right?
Nope, he's still on the list.
Alright, change your plans, Michael. You can grab your ACUs on over there, grab whatever else you need and bring it with you.
ACUs?
That's what we're wearing.
It's the name for the uniforms.
All these terms. It'll be a while before I learn them.
Yeah, that might not be necessary.
What's that supposed to mean?
One step at a time, Sarge. Clearance first. Carl, we'll meet you there. I need to get him through so he can go over to the HQ. Where do we go?
Just check in with the front desk.
All right, this way.
Datu, tell the others I'll be back later tonight.
All right.
All right, he should be back by 2000. Come on.
They cycled me over to Weed and put me through the turn your head and cough routine. They took blood and urine samples and closely examined my arm. There wasn't time to do a full x-ray, but they said I could come back for that another time. So everything they did was as expected. But one thing did surprise me. Putting the uniform back on. Wearing it for the first time in what seemed like ages brought back a sense of dread that I had forgotten about. I was no longer free to be who I was. I was a soldier again.
If it's good enough, we'll get you a name tape eventually. In the meantime, you gotta stick with Cross on some 100-mile-per-hour tape.
Isn't that pretty? Way within regs.
We do it all the time. Most of the newbies around here have it like that. Some still do. Come on, let's get moving.
But not you, right?
Nope. Stationed out here before shit went down. Lucky me.
Were there a lot of you here? How many are assigned here now?
You got cleared by the docs, right?
Yeah. Here's the form.
Okay, good. I hate having to watch what I say. What were you asking about?
Why now? Why couldn't you talk before?
They don't want a lot getting out if someone's a security risk or if someone gets turned away because they're really unstable or could endanger others.
Wait, so my friends, are they going to be...
No, I don't think so. You shouldn't have to worry about them, as long as they ain't completely out of their guard. Your Laces friends are just going to be on suicide watch for a while.
Laces? What, because they take them off their shoes?
Exactly.
Yeah, we had someone like that in basic. Well, if something changes with them...
You'll be the first to know. I wouldn't screw you over like that. Carl's looking after your friends. He's working in Weed this week, and if something comes up, he'll let me know.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, your questions. Personnel numbers here, you were asking about that? We were in between training cycles when everything went down. Damnedest thing, if the outbreak would have been a week later, there'd have been an infantry brigade here for training.
That sucks.
Less mouths to feed.
Yeah, but less for defense.
At least some of the equipment and munitions were sent ahead of time. I mean, so I guess we got that. All in all, it's pretty quiet here. We don't get much excitement on post being this far out, but keep an eye out.
So what do you do here?
Tailing your ass now.
But you are, well, you were an MP, right? You were in charge of defense here?
That was part of it. What about you? What do you do in intel?
Lots of maps and paperwork before, but here, maybe it'll be different. It's a nice change to know what the hell's going on, I'll tell you that. So frustrating being kept in the dark all the time.
I don't know. Sometimes it's better to just focus on something simple, instead of knowing how shitty everything is right now. I enjoyed my foxhole.
Yeah, I hear that, Corporal.
You call me Sam. I'm not a stickler with the formality crap. It's wartime.
Michael. And I agree. I'm the same way.
Just be careful around Colonel Kimmett. He'll make you salute.
Sniper check!
Oh, man. That shit pisses me off. There were a few officers in Baghdad that made us do the same. They just seemed more like arrogant pricks.
Oh, you played in the sandbox.
Yeah.
I guess now I gotta respect you a little bit. Thought you were just some lazy POG reservist.
3 tours.
Damn. What was that like?
Sucked. You been deployed?
Only here. This is my first station.
How long you been in?
Year and a half.
How are you a corporal already?
Blood stripes.
Ah. How'd that happen?
Recon trip with a bunch of newbies into Yermo, not too far from here. The guy above me, Chomp, enough said. I wasn't there when it happened, but I got his position when we got back.
Wouldn't you be a newbie? After basic and AIT, you were here, but what, a few months at the most?
I could explain it, but I figured Kimmett will do a better job. HQ's right in there.
Fort Irwin headquarters wasn't exactly what I expected. One of their command buildings had been changed into something like I'd seen in Iraq. Large monitors covered many areas, both with live video feeds of the base and maps that outline the West Coast. Various soldiers, maybe about 7 or 8, were at desks, some with phones and radios, others behind laptops. On the right side, enclosed in glass walls, was Colonel Kimmett's office. Large portions of it were covered with what looked like inventory reports and a large-scale map that spanned from Southern California to Montana.
You might get a bunch of bad news dumped on you really quick here, all right? I don't want to unthread your shoes.
I think I can handle it.
You say that now.
Hey, Puck. When did the Colonel get back from Pantex?
This morning, I guess.
He's been in a pissy mood after he heard about the down squad. Private Roberts crossed him and got set back down for retraining. Watch yourself.
Hey, if I get fired from this gig, that's a step up for me.
You done? Can we go in now?
After you.
Sergeant Cross got cleared for medical?
Yeah, here's his paperwork.
What about you? When was your last checkup?
2 weeks ago, sir.
All right. Still current. Go ahead and sign your new orders. And Cross, go ahead and fill in your social. Obviously, we didn't have it on file.
Is this necessary?
Yes, in order to get called up into active duty. But don't worry, you'll be back paid for your time in service.
Paid? What good is that going to do me?
Right now, you'll get exchange points. It's not cash, but you'll be able to use them towards whatever you might need at the PX.
You have your own currency?
Look, people don't keep working with just a sense of duty. I figured that out early on.
Here you go.
You really need to read the fine print? I mean, it's just a standard set of orders.
I can see that.
Well, what's the holdup? You gonna sign or what?
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, Brittany Brombacher, Alex Herrera, Alan Azoulay,
and Jay Olegario.
I'm Michael Swan.
Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen.
Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.